Hi, this is Ted Nguyen. I'm at the after party. Yes, audio. It's an after party with at the Banana 2 conference, a highly successful conference bringing in the brightest and best of the Asian American Pacific Islander blogging community. And I've got the blogger to watch. So introduce yourself, your blogger name, as well as your real name.
I'm Phil Yu. I run angryasianman.com. It's a blog about Asian American issues, news, current events, politics, and popular culture.
Right. Yeah. And your name came up a lot, and it was over the fact that there's a lot of issues, you know, good things that are happening with the Asian American community and in entertainment, but some not so good news. And one of the not so good news is that this year in the Academy Awards, the Oscars that's happening tomorrow, there aren't that many Asian Americans that are up for anything.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the examples of the Asian Americans in prominent roles are not so good. So can you share with us some of your thoughts and your insights about that?
I mean, with that, in terms of the Academy Awards, I'm like, what else is new? I mean, that's kind of the way things have been going for a while. You know, I think there's been actually quite a bit of improvement over the last 10 years. But the fact of the matter is there's still just like a severe lack of Asian American roles, film roles, in Hollywood, and you know, Hollywood doesn't really seem to care, you know.
So you know, what does your angry Asian voice say about that? You know, can things change?
I think things can change, but the fact of the matter is, like, you know, Hollywood is a business, and the business doesn't seem to think that putting an Asian American, putting an Asian people in lead roles is a marketable or financially viable thing to do, because Hollywood is very risk averse, you know, and you and just kind of hope that people would see that, you know, people would turn around and there would be, we would have that breakout role or breakout story that would do that, but you know, Hollywood's not really interested in you know, taking that risk, I think.
Right. I mean, you talked about risks and benefits. You know, there's tremendous benefits in the buying power of Asians and Asian Americans here. You know, where do you think that things will go as, you know, the demographics of the Asian community continues to explode and grow and thrive and as our buying power increases? Is that going to put pressure on Hollywood to make those necessary changes so that you have actresses like Caroline Foe able to, you know, take on some roles?
I think that Asian Americans, I mean, as Asian American buying power suddenly becomes a force to be reckoned with, studios are going to be like, you know, they're going to be trying to market a little bit harder to the Asian American audience. Whether that really means that they're going to put Asians in more roles, like, I don't know if that's, I don't know if that remains to be seen, I think. I think that, but hopefully they're willing to see, like, oh, Asians actually do spend some money and go to the movies, you know?
Right.
Like, hopefully they'll kind of come to realize that.
You know, the latest statistics that I've seen is that Asians spend more of their income on clothes, on fashion, entertainment. So what kind of message does that send out to businesses? That there's a huge market here, isn't there?
Yeah, the message is, you know, market to us. We you know, we've got some money. We've got something to spend.
And we have a lot of disposable income to spend it.
Yeah. I mean, like, the only thing that seems to really work these days is the idea that money talks, and Asian Americans have some money, right?
Right.
And when it comes to, you know, whether it comes to political action or you know, dealing with some kind of racist crap, you know, when it comes to, when it comes down to it, it's like we have some money to wield, and you know, corporations and studios and you know, those kind of entities should listen, right?
Right. So, you know, tell us some of the things that you're going to be looking out for. You kind of like the consciousness of the Asian American community, and I think people are looking for you as that, you know, that reasonable voice sometimes, being the contrarian, so that you can, you know, maybe lead a charge to help make things better. So what are some of the things that you're going to be spotlighting or highlighting in your blog in the coming months?
I think I'm going to just keep doing what I've always been doing for the last, I don't know, 10 years. It's just like keep an eye on what the representation of Asian Americans in the media, good or bad, you know, and really cheering on the ones that are really good, and then being a little bit critical and you know, finding ways to take action about ones that are not.
Right. So what are some of the positive developments that have happened over the past couple of years as far as, you know, the blogging, social media community, and technology? as it relates to the Asian American community?
Well, I think technology becomes much more accessible and easy to use and open to the entire community, it's like you're seeing Asian Americans embracing, broadcasting themselves on their own, not waiting for the media makers and the gatekeepers to do that, and just saying like, you know what, if I've got the resources to do it, I'm just going to do it and broadcast my voice. And you see it like in YouTube, all these like, you know, all these really popular personalities largely are Asian American, and you know, and you're seeing them just embrace that and run with it, and you're like, they have huge followings, you know, it's pretty amazing.
Right. So what do you think overall, you know, to recap the conference, you know, what are some of the, you know, the words that you would use to recap, you know, what I think is a successful conference? Do you agree with me?
I definitely think that the conference is, it was a really interesting place for all these minds to gather and really talk about these issues, like, for sort of a community that's in flux, that's like really, it's still changing, it's still growing, we're still seeing where all this is going, but I think it's really interesting to see that there is this major presence on the internet of Asian Americans who are speaking out and creating their own media and voice.
Right, that's great. I know it's freezing out here, so thank you so much for being out here. I mean, it's literally freezing out here in sunny Southern California, and it's not so sunny because we had a hail and a lot of different things. So let's get back into the party.
Yes, let's do it.
Phil's blog name is misleading because he's not like an angry Asian man. He's like an cute Asian angry man.
Oh, there you go. This is coming from Caroline. So thank you. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Let me just take a quick photo as well.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh my God.
It is really cold, isn't it?
It is cold. This is out of control.
This is so out of control cold. What day? I mean, we're not exaggerating this either.